WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And today's Fun Friday question comes from Loretta in Seattle. She wants to know, what is your hobby? And I think a lot of people, you know, they have, I hate to use the word mundane, because obviously everybody's hobby is special to them. But I think a lot of people probably have, you know, what you would consider to be mundane hobbies. What do you like to do in your spare time? I like to read. I like to garden. I like to go on walks. I like to ride my bicycle. I like to hike. I like to go running. And while these are great things that enrich your life, I mean, you know, they're pretty run-of-the-mill hobbies. And there's nothing wrong with that. I want to hear about those, too. But I know people also have some really weird hobbies. Now, if it's, you know, collecting human toenails, don't call in and tell us that, because now people already think there's a serial killer on the loose in New England. So don't give them any more fuel for that fire. But, you know, if you've got an interesting hobby, I definitely want to hear about it. 508-996-0500. You can send an app chat message or an open line voicemail on the WBSM app. And I know there's a lot of people that have interesting hobbies. I've written a lot of stories about them over the years. But some people don't even realize when they have a hobby. They have something that they do and they're like, oh yeah, I guess that's my hobby. Yeah, I guess so. And they don't realize it, but it can take over your life. It can become your identity. It can become your personality. I mean, look at me. The paranormal was my hobby till it became a second career, and that's what I became known as. You know, oh, that's Tim. He's the ghost guy. And in fact, as the ghost guy, I will be telling ghost stories today at Stevie's Wine and Spirits from 5 to 7 for halfway to Halloween. Hopefully you're going to come by, try some spirits with us. Stephanie Burke will be there doing mini psychic readings for $20. But the sampling and the ghost stories and all that are free. So you can come on by and take part in that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I was looking at some of the stuff that we're going to be sampling. Things like Harridan Vodka, Hotel California Tequila, McLean's Nose, a blended scotch that has a high peat. That's very, very good. Very tasty. And Union Java is going to be there mixing up their martinis that are amazing. And something I haven't tried, Blackpool Spiced Rum. I don't drink a lot of rum, and I don't dislike it. I just haven't worked it into my rotation, so I'm excited to try that and everything else that'll be there. So come on by 5 to 7, Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. It's going to be a good day to get spooky. And I even broke out my ghost shirt that I wear to my library lectures. So we'll be ready to have some spooky fun halfway to Halloween today from 5 to 7 at Stevie's. It's also the final day to be able to try to win cash with us with our Money Talks contest. We'll give you our final cash codes of the day, the final 10 starting at 8 a.m. You're going to get one every hour, and then that's it. Your last chance to try to win cash. And even sooner than that, we're going to be ending our contest. And by the way, that's brought to you by Long Moving and Storage. But we're also going to be ending our contest to win Friday passes to Boston Calling. You can get your name in there and all your information at WBSM.com and on the app. By the end of this program, at 9 a.m., I will select the winner. Send that info off to Casey, and she will let you know if you have won. And I believe you're going to have to, I think that we're, don't know if we have the bracelets in here yet. Casey would know better than I do. But you're going to have to come and physically pick them up. These are not digital. They're physical bracelets, wristbands that you're going to have to come in and pick up. So just keep that in mind. 508-996-0500. In addition to asking what your hobby is, I will point you to the New Bedford Light column by Jack Spillane, in which he got a lengthy sit-down interview with Police Chief Paul Oliveira to respond to the claims made by the Boston Globe Spotlight team, Snitch City. We can talk about that. You can read not only Jack's column, but the full transcript of that interview, and the audio is available for you at newbedfordlight.org. So unlike the Globe, they're not, you know, producing this as a dramatic podcast with voice actors portraying people or what have you. They're giving you the raw, unfiltered reporting, and you can do with it what you will. We can also talk more about Mayor Mitchell's request to accept the full salary due to him. We were getting a lot of calls, not just with me yesterday, but from what I understand, I didn't get to hear a lot of the other programs, but the other shows as well. People calling in and saying that the mayor shouldn't get this money. This is money that he is owed. That would be like if you're, you know, if your boss tells you on January 1st, you're getting a raise. And you say, great. January 1st comes and they say, well, we're still working on it, but you're going to get it. Don't worry. February 1st comes, no raise. And they say, don't worry, still coming, still coming. You know, it's not like you're not going to get that money. It's going to come eventually. And I think that they knew that that was going to be the case as Mayor Mitchell was declining these increases. They knew that eventually he was going to say, okay, I'm done declining it. Because as Chris pointed out yesterday, you know, your three highest earning years are what's going to determine your pension. And so you obviously you want to take the full amount to bump that up. But unlike you in that position, see, let's just say it takes you to, you know, June 1st to get that raise and it finally kicks in. But they told you it was going to kick in on January 1st. That's when your new contract started. You're not going to say to them, okay, I guess I just missed 6 months worth of that raise. You're going to say, okay, now I want the 6 months that you do to me from that. And Mayor Mitchell's not saying that. He's not saying he wants to go back and take the $225,000 that he left on the table. He just wants to bring his salary in line with where it should be. And I don't see how you can turn that down. Now, Chris's speculation and others are that, you know, is this a signal that the mayor is not going to run again? City spokesperson Jonathan Darling told New Bedford Light that do not see this as an indication of that. You know, and as anybody that has heard the mayor in previous election years, he waits as long as he can to make that decision. And I don't think that's playing coy. I think he really does wait to make that decision. So I don't think he's deciding now, in a year he's not on the ballot, whether or not he's going to run again. I think he take stock of his life at that moment in time and other possibilities. He's got enough money in his campaign account that he can run if he wants to. So he doesn't have to worry about fundraising. So he can afford to wait and make that decision. And I think that he does. I honestly think that he does. Originally, I thought it was, you know, theatrics. But then being here and talking to him and interviewing him and having him on the air and all that over time, I've realized, no, I think he really does hold off on making that decision. I think he takes stock of where he is at, his family is at, the city is at that time, and makes that determination. You know, last time it was he wanted to see a lot of the projects that were getting kicked off through to completion, or at least into, you know, the next phase. And I think if he was on the ballot this year, he would run again because some of those projects have not been completed. I don't think he would want to leave office without a deal in place for the advanced manufacturing campus. If not, have it, you know, be constructed. I think he really believes in offshore wind and he wants to see that through. Even amidst all the challenges it's going to have now under the Trump administration. So, who knows? But the bottom line is this. That's money earned. It's not a raise. You know, for the position. It's money owed to that position. And he left $250,000 almost on the table. He gave you a hometown discount of $225,000. It's really hard to look at somebody that did that and say, well, we're not going to pay you your actual fair market value now. You know, I used the example yesterday. I heard Barry use the example again yesterday of Tom Brady. Tom Brady gave the Patriots a hometown discount with the intention that eventually I'll get mine. And he got to the point where he became the greatest quarterback of all time, the most important Patriot who ever lived, and the most important player on that team. And then said, okay, I think I want what's, you know, fair to me now. And they said, yeah, no thanks. You know, you're 40-something now. We're not paying you that kind of money. And I think that was, you know, a Bill Belichick call, not a Bob Kraft call. I think Kraft would have given it to him. However they want to spin it now. And Bill, if you're listening, blink twice if you need help. But I think that there's, you know, that sense, that similarity in Mayor Mitchell's approach to the salary of this position, where he gave that hometown discount. Now, no matter what, he's closer to the end of his mayoral term than he is the beginning of his mayoral time, whether he runs again or not. He's not going to do another 12 years. So, yeah, it's time to get what you're owed and get at least 3 years, which would mean another term, at that highest pay that you can get to help with that pension. 508-996-0500. So we can talk about those things. The Fun Friday question, what is your hobby? Is your hobby listening to talk radio? We have people that listen to talk radio from all over the country, all over the world that call in. Maybe that's your hobby. I do. We get letters. I think everybody that works in radio gets these letters, and I question how real they are. But we get these letters from people all over the world that say, oh, I'm listening to you in Sweden, and I pull you in on 1420 AM. And this, and I'm like, okay. And they're like, oh, you know, please confirm that this is you. And I don't get wrapped up in all that. But we do get those letters. There are people that just do that. So I used to like to tune through my AM radio at night and see where I could pull in stations from. So maybe radio is your hobby. Maybe you actually build radios or collect radios. I collect old radios. I don't call that my hobby. I call my, you know, thrifting and yard sale, treasure hunting and all that kind of, you know, one big hobby. But also I'm super cheap. So is that really a hobby or is that a lifestyle choice? 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And welcome back in. We're going to be going in the news with Mike Roberts. On the other side of that, we can take your calls. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And got an app chat message saying, how could anybody be upset about that slide closed at Pope Park? Right. How could you be? With the most adorable reason to do it, those little tiny bunnies. You're right, Madge. That is absolutely the most adorable reason you could close that slide down for. And the baby bunnies will be gone in a couple of days. The animal control officer in Acushnet, she checked the checked in with a wildlife expert, and they said, hey, within the next 4 or 5 days, those rabbits will move on and be off into the wild and won't be in the nest anymore, and then you can reopen the slide. So just a couple of days without it, it'll be fine. The kids have plenty of other things to play on. I think the kids aren't nearly as upset about it as some of the parents were, but you know, the more people learned about it and that it's okay and that they're not abandoned and they don't have to be moved, I think people have come to accept it. So, all right, let's go into the newsroom now and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Not a good start to the year for fast food restaurants. An escaped kangaroo has been captured in an unlikely spot and reasons to celebrate in May.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Subway's footprint in the U.S. is declining, though it still remains the largest restaurant chain in America. The sandwich chain closed over 600 restaurants in 2024, leaving it with just 19,500 in the U.S. Subway's footprint has gradually declined since reaching its peak of 27,000 restaurant locations in 2015. The chain has struggled with growing competition, shifting consumer preferences, and restaurants generating lower average sales compared to its rivals. Meanwhile, McDonald's sales also dropping as customers pull back their spending due to economic uncertainty. In the U.S., same-store sales dropped 3.6% at the beginning of the year, marking the second consecutive quarter of declines. Net income for the first quarter was $1.87 billion, down from $1.93. The White House launching a new website called the White House Wire. The site expected to promote President Trump's agenda. Yesterday, it shared links to several social media posts from conservative outlets with headlines supportive of Trump and his policies. Its page, many say, has a similar look to the Drudge Report, which has served as a popular platform for years. The nominees for this year's Tony Awards are out, and they include some big names.
Good night and good luck.
George Clooney is nominated for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in a Play for Good Night and Good Luck. Meanwhile, Stranger Things star Sadie Sink received a nomination for Best Performance by a Leading Actress in a Play, as did Succession star Sarah Snook. On the musical side, singer Nicole Scherzinger is nominated for Best Performance by a Leading Actress. The 78th Tony Awards are being held June 8th and will be hosted by Wicked star Cynthia Erivo. I'm Jacqueline Carl.
Republican lawmakers are planning to introduce legislation that would require age verification on app stores.
The App Store Accountability Act would require app stores to verify the ages of all users, signaling the latest congressional push to boost online safety for kids. If passed, the bill would mark a major change in the steps app stores will have to take before users can download apps. I'm Brian Shook.
A settlement has been reached between the city of Chicago and actor Jussie Smollett.
The former Empire star was convicted in 2021 for staging a racist and homophobic attack and then lying to police. Smollett's conviction was overturned by the Illinois Supreme Court in November. The city of Chicago filed a civil lawsuit in 2019 against the actor, claiming they spent $130,000 on overtime during the initial investigation. A status hearing involving the settlement is set for May 29th in federal court. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A kangaroo named Sheila is back home after she escaped from her enclosure and caused a minor car crash. Michael Kastner has more.
Sheila the kangaroo lives in Alabama. Patrick Starr, who runs Choctafala, the facility where Sheila lives, says he's really, really thankful that she was recaptured safely.
We were able to bring Sheila the kangaroo back home, and we didn't have any injuries. She's completely fine.
Sheila was seen hopping casually along I-85 on Tuesday. State troopers had to shut down the highway during their attempts to catch her.
Microsoft has announced significant price increases for the Xbox.
The company says market conditions are causing the increase. The consoles were made in China, and tariffs are making the parts more expensive. Some of the price increases include an $80 increase in the Xbox Series X. Some controllers will increase $5. First-party games will increase by $10, but the prices on other games will remain unchanged. I'm Brad Ford.
Sean Diddy Combs will stand trial after officially rejecting a plea deal in his federal sex trafficking case. The pretrial conference with a judge, federal prosecutors, and Combs' lawyers held yesterday in New York. The rapper and businessman arrested in September, charged with sex trafficking, transportation to engage in prostitution, and racketeering. He has denied the allegations. The trial set to start on Monday. We turned the calendar to May yesterday, and there's much to celebrate, as Bree Tennis tells us.
May doesn't just bring the promise of better weather. It's a month full of activities and celebrations. We'll watch 20 horses run for the roses in the Kentucky Derby, celebrate Star Wars Day on May the 4th, Cinco de Mayo, and Mother's Day, and lots of food days, including Shrimp Day and Chocolate Chip Day. And you can wash all that down on National Wine Day on the 25th. We'll wrap things up with Memorial Day and the start of barbecue season. It's going to be a great month.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Blue Jays over the Red Sox in Toronto last night, 4-2. The Sox head home to Fenway tonight, take on the Minnesota Twins at 7:10. And the Knicks beat the Pistons in Game 6 of their series last night, 116-113. The Celtics will host New York on Monday at the Garden.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
We get some dry space in the afternoon, but we are watching out for a stray shower, even a possible pop-up thunderstorm this Friday evening, so keep that in mind as you head out the door for your plans. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Of course, that is Pulp, Common People, part of the Britpop era of the late 90s. And believe it or not, Britpop making a comeback. Not only is Oasis apparently going out on tour, and I sadly don't have any tickets to that, but Pulp will be coming to Boston on September 13th. They're going to be playing the stage at Suffolk Downs. So you can go out and see them in Boston if you like them and Britpop is your thing. I didn't like it at the time, but I learned to like it later on. I couldn't stand Oasis back in the day. I didn't know that much about Blur back in the day. But I learned to like it over the years, as with a lot of the 90s stuff. When I was, you know, a typical moody Gen Xer, I thought that I was too cool for, you know, Matchbox 20 and third eye blind and all that. Like, well, that's, yeah. But then over the years, I've learned to love it. In fact, try to go out and see those bands whenever I can. Today is Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. And today's Fun Friday question comes from Loretta in Seattle. What is your hobby? Is your hobby going to concerts? That's kind of becoming one of my hobbies. It's something that I always loved doing when I was younger and then stopped doing because of, you know, just time commitments and money. And if it's, I guess if it's one thing, one perk of working in radio and being here all the time, is if somebody doesn't come and pick up tickets, by the time we close on Friday, when the show is Friday night or Saturday, those tickets are just going to go to waste. They know to say, Tim, do you want these? So I don't know why people don't come and pick up their prizes, but for whatever reason, they don't. And I'm always happy to scoop them up and go to the shows. But then also, you know, there's been a few acts that I want to see that I've probably paid too much money for the tickets to see. Like when I went to see Genesis a couple years ago on their final tour. But I'd always wanted to see Genesis. And it was a fantastic show. Even though it ended up costing me way more than I thought it would because something screwed up with my Ticketmaster account and I ended up buying tickets for the second show and I couldn't go to that. And I said to Ticketmaster, I need to get a refund on these. And like, we don't do that. Nobody would buy them from me. So I ended up eating them. So it cost me twice as much to see Genesis. Then, and when I say I paid way more than I wanted to, I think I paid like $85 a ticket to be up in the balcony. But then that turns into $170, you know, plus fees. But I was there for the final tour. So I guess better late than never. But going to see live music is a hobby for a lot of people, whether it be, you know, big shows or whether it be going to little clubs and seeing bands there. As I mentioned earlier this week, LA Guns and All Sinners at The Vault last Saturday was amazing. They always have great shows at The Vault. Tomorrow night they have Max Sabbath, the world's only McDonald's-themed Black Sabbath tribute band. I think they still have some general admission tickets available to that if you wanted to go. I might just. I don't know. I might just show up. I kind of want to see what that's all about. You can see videos of them online, but I kind of want to go and see for myself firsthand. And then, of course, you know, we'll have a full slate of concert tickets to give away. Casey and I spent a couple days mapping out everything the other day. And then Jackson, who gets us tickets to all these shows, started telling us, oh, and we've also got this one. Oh, we've also got this one. So we're getting tons of tickets to shows to be able to send you out to all summer long. It's going to be brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. 115 Huddleston Avenue, as you know, is the home of the Purple Dot to try before you buy. But also we can come and try some spooky spirits with us today at halfway to Halloween, 5 to 7 p.m. at Stevie's. Again, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. I'll be telling ghost stories. Stephanie Burke will be there giving mini psychic readings for $20. We'll have free tastings of rum and scotch and tequila and a lot of spooky fun. Plus, you can get your hands on, oh, and vodka, Harridan vodka. I don't want to forget that. And also, you can get your hands on some collectible bottles as well. The Harridan Vodka Paranormal Reserve Edition, which spent, I believe, 666 days at the Haunted Anderson Hotel. You can get ghost tequila in an actual ghost bottle. There's other tequilas that come in skeleton bottles and that, you know, Day of the Dead style, Sugar Skull style. So there's lots of cool stuff. And of course, anything that they're tasting, you'll get 10% off. So come on by and hang out with us 5 to 7 today at Stevie's, halfway to Halloween. As Kelly told us the other day, come in costume if you want. If you want to show up in your Halloween costume, totally cool. I'll be wearing my ghost shirt. So I won't be in full costume, but I'll be at least in the spooky spirit. 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here, and we'll be back in a few moments. That is Blondie's Maria. And if you asked me, Tim, when did that song come out? I would have told you, I don't know, I think 1989. And I'd be off by a decade. That came out in 1999. But just, I don't know. I always thought it came out earlier than that. But a great song nonetheless. And that's what I like, finding things like that that you might have forgotten about. I like kind of stumping people a little bit with some of the songs. Digging deep into the bag of 80s and 90s. You know, Chris is going to play you 70s and 80s stuff. That's his era. Barry's going to play you 60s and 70s. That's his era. You know, 80s and 90s, that's mine. And so that's what I'm going to play for you. We got a little bit of something for everybody. And speaking of which, that'll be our new Saturday lineup. A little something for everybody starting tomorrow. Because Paul Santos will debut the Paul Santos Show. See, just like they had to hire me to host this show because there wasn't another Tim Weisberg they could bring in. They're like, we've got this show called The Tim Weisberg Show. We got to find a Tim Weisberg that can host it. And the guy that plays the flute said, nah, I don't want to get up that early. So they went to me, the second choice. And luckily for them, I was already here working here. So it worked out well. But the Paul Santos Show, there's a lot of Paul Santoses. We could have plucked any number of Paul Santoses out of the South Coast to host this show. But we found the best of all. And the Paul Santos Show debuts tomorrow from 7 to 9. The best of all the Paul Santoses out there. He'll be here tomorrow for the debut of his new Saturday morning program. And then we'll have the Ken Pittman Show right after that. Money Matters with Jose Matos. And then at 1 p.m., Brian Thomas, formerly in the space that was just, you know, the best of Howie. Now it's going to be live and local talk for you to call in and enjoy. Brian is moving his Freedom Fools show to Saturdays and moving his Brian's Beat show to weeknights. Now, what does that mean in terms of the topics he'll be talking about and he'll be covering? Well, basically, he created Freedom Fools to kind of be a watchdog show for discussing things going on with the taxpayers' dollars. Advocate, as it says in the opening, you know, they foolishly advocate for the taxpayer. That's, you know, tongue in cheek, but that's what he's doing. And so now on Saturdays, he can hyper focus on that and get different guests in at an easier time for them to call in and be part of it and get more discussion going. And then now Brian's Beat moving to evenings, 6 p.m., he'll be able to kind of take a look at everything going on in the news of the day. Be your recap of things, covering breaking news that has happened since the time that, you know, Barry ended his show and we went to Howie. So there's a lot more kind of flexibility in the conversation with Brian shifting his programs around. I think you're going to really benefit from that. And certainly you'll benefit from more live and local programming on Saturdays. And all of it will be on podcast in case you can't listen to it live. So all begins tomorrow morning right here on WBSM at 7 a.m. I hope that you will all tune in. It is Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, where you can get two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for $5. Where can you get lunch for $5 anymore? But you can at D's Hot Dogs. And they've got such a variety of toppings and choices. You know, you could have lunch there 5 days a week and never have the same hot dog twice. But if you're like me, you've got your favorites, your go-tos. And for me, that's definitely the Coney and cheese. But you may want to try that or something else. Or I think I'm going to try to come up with a signature dog and see if they'll put it on the menu. We need a Tim dog. I just don't know what we should put on it. But it's definitely got to involve that Coney sauce somehow. I was talking with Dee last week and I told her, I said, you know, I've tried Coney sauces everywhere. Yours is the best. And I'm not just saying that because you are the proud sponsor of Fun Fridays. And she said that they've worked very hard to develop that recipe. So you've got to try it if you haven't already. And then, you know, maybe it becomes your new favorite as well. 508-996-0500. What is your hobby? Got an app chat message. Dave says, not a hobby yet, but I'm thinking about buying a metal detector. With all the beaches in the area, who knows what can be found? And I have the same mindset, Dave, but I was thinking more, you know, I want to go into the woods, into like some of these old homestead sites and just see what kind of like old things I can find. Maybe some old coins, old nails, things like that. I'm looking more for like antique items that, you know, probably don't have any value, but would just be cool pieces of history. And I always thought about getting a metal detector, and I read up a lot about them, and I know people who do it. And I was in an antique store last summer, and they had a metal detector for $25. And so I bought it, and I put it in the trunk of my car, and I said, I'm going to go take this out somewhere and try it out. And I forgot that it was in the trunk of my car until recently. I found it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I have a metal detector. I was getting something out of my trunk. I was giving a pair of bowling shoes that I was, my old bowling shoes were in my trunk, and I gave those to one of the guys on my team because he has to rent shoes every week. And I was like, well, just take these. I'm not wearing them. We're the same size. And while I was in there, I was like, oh, yeah, I got this metal detector. And then I forgot again that I had it until Dave sent in that app chat message. So maybe I'm not meant to do metal detecting, but maybe I'll go out and give it a try this weekend. Certainly this summer, I'll get out and do it. But again, I want to go to some of these old homestead sites and see what I can find. I'm not looking to go to the beach and sift through the sand to find people's valuables. I don't know, maybe. That sounds like fun too. But what is your hobby? Maybe you are a metal detector. Maybe you are. I know Deke, Derek Diedrichson, I know he does the, what's it called, mucking? Where you, like when the ponds recede a little bit in the drought, you go in there and you go through the mud and you pick the stuff out. And he finds a lot of stuff that way. He goes out and digs in the woods and finds old bottles and all kinds of things like that. I'd love to get out there and do all that with him. I just don't have that kind of time. But he's great at it. I love seeing all of his finds. All right, I got to take a break here. We will be back in just a moment to wrap up the hour.